five principles, and nonviolence is one of them, a main one. And it's really nonviolence in all directions, all sense, in your thoughts, words, and actions. So it's nonviolence, non-stealing, non-attachment or non-possessiveness, you can say, honesty, and non-one-sidedness, respecting multiple viewpoints. So those are kind of the five key principles of Jainism.
How does your community use those principles in outreach with other organizations and other people?
Serving others selflessly, which we called seva, is also part of one of the principles. So there are two pieces. It's one is realizing one's true self, just going deeper within understanding who you are and going deeper into just for your benefit of your soul. And the second part of it is a service aspect to it and serving others. So for example, I'll just say during the pandemic, right, in early March and April, when the pandemic hit hard here locally, the community came together in a few weeks, raised significant money, and we procured and donated almost 8,000 pounds of food to the local social and humanitarian organizations, along with PPE and things like that.
Did you choose to join this faith, or were you born into it with your family?
I was born into a Jain family. I was born and raised in India, came to the United States when I was 24, and have been in Indianapolis for the past 26 years.
How has it affected your life and your career having this faith?
I do my morning prayers. I do my meditation, and I start my day being so centered in my purpose, purpose that I have a bigger calling. And with that, as I go to work, I have a huge responsibility. And then if you connect it with Lily's purpose of discovering, developing new medicines to help patients, to make life better for people around the world, you know, those two come so well together for me.
How will the Jain community be represented in the Festival of Faiths this year?
We actually have classes on Jainism and spirituality for the kids that we have been teaching for many, many years. And it is so sweet, so awesome to see the young kids, the youth of today who are our future leaders, actually talk about what does it mean to them, their conviction about some of these principles. Why have they decided to be a vegetarian? When you connect it with the why behind the rituals, the purpose behind the rituals, the intent, the meaning behind the rituals, it makes it spiritual. That's what my guru taught me. I mean, Jainism is really a lot built on compassion, compassion for all living beings. And it's not just about human beings. It's about the animal kingdom, about the plant kingdom. It goes to that level. So it's really about compassion towards all living beings and to promote peace and harmony throughout.
Thank you, Archie, for sharing with us.
Thank you.